早安。
Let's just pray over the word of God that we would receive it well.
我们为着今天早晨主的话，让我们有真的领受来祷告。
Amen. And we would know how to apply it to our own lives.
并且知道如何在我们的生活里应用。
So God, we just thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for the truth of your word.
主，我们为着你的话中的真理感谢你。
Thank you, God, that it is a mirror that we can look into and.See ourselves correctly, Lord, and see who you are.
你的话就像一面镜子，一面让我们认识你是谁，也认识我们真实的光景。
So God, we do pray that you would just speak to us, God.
因此，我们早晨祷告，你向我们的心说话。
God, ears to hear this morning. Give us ears to hear, God.
给我们可听的耳朵，神啊。
God, open our hearts to receive all that you want to say to us.
神啊，打开我们的心，叫我们领受你要对我们说的话。
Prepare us, God, through your word in Jesus' name.
借着你的话预备我们，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Well, this morning I want to talk to you about a concept, a need in the body of Christ in our world today.
早晨我想分享一个题目，就是无论是这个世界或者是在基督的身体里所需要的做的一件事。
And that is the great need we have in both the body of Christ and our cities, our communities around us for peacemakers.
在神的家中，基督的身体里面，设着我们的社区，我们的国家，我们需要使彼此和睦。
So we want to look at some scriptures to give us an understanding of what a peacemaker is.
早晨我们一起看一些神的话，了解一个和使人和睦的人是什么意思。
And as we look at those scriptures, I ask you to examine your own heart and ask yourself the question, are you a peacemaker?
当我们读主的话的时候，我要求你们检查一下自己的心，看看我们是不是一个使人和睦的人。
Are you someone that builds bridges and opens doors that makes peace with other people and...makes it easier for family members and friends to come together.
你是一个使人和睦的人吗？常常制造方式，建筑起筑起桥梁，让你的家人朋友能够更有好的关系。
Or are you one that puts walls up and closes doors and makes it easy for people and friends to be divided?
还是你那个喜欢在人之间呢，把门给关上，把沟通的那个墙壁给筑起挡住？筑起一道墙，阻止彼此的沟通，你是这样的人吗？
In Matthew 5:9, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
在马太福音五章第九节说到，使人和睦的人有福了。
For they shall be called the sons of God.
因为他们将要被称为是神的儿子。
This was Jesus' primary mission when he came to earth. He came to make peace.
主耶稣来到地上的主要的职事就是使人和睦。
Peace between the lost and God the Father, amen?
叫神与那些失丧的人有和睦。
To tear down the partition and the sin and all the things that had kept us separate from God the Father.
把罪除去，叫我们和神之间的拦阻被挪走。
To make peace, to rend the veil from top to bottom, so there is a way to come boldly to the throne of grace in our time of need. Amen.
借着他自己十架的舍命，叫殿里的幔子从上到下列为两半，叫人可以直通神的宝座。
Each of us today has access to a Father. God is our Father.Because what Jesus did on the cross.
所以我们每一天都可以来到神的面前，因着耶稣基督在十架完成的事，神被称为我们的阿爸父。
And that peace was costly.
这样的和平是有代价的。
It required that Jesus deny himself.
需要主耶稣他舍己。
That he suffer on the cross to make a way for us to come together with the Father.
他必须在十架上受苦，来创造一条又新又活的路，让我们能够来到父神的面前。
Being a peacemaker is costly.
做一个使人和睦的人是有代价的。
It takes hard work.
要很多的辛苦的工作。
It's not being passive.
不是消极的等候。
You know, we have a modern idea of peace and making peace as someone who says less, that's is quiet and steps aside.
现代人对和平也许有一种比较消极的诠释，就是说你站在旁边等候，安静，不要说什么，不要做什么。
At work or at school, you might avoid controversial topics or conversation.
在学校里或在工作的场合，你就避开那个引人争议的话题。
In effort to be a peacemaker.
因为你想要保持所谓的和平。
But peacemakers aren't someone who does less.
但真的使人和睦的人，并不是说要做少一点。
Peacemakers are those who are willing to do more.
而是那些愿意多做一点的人
at their own expense,
甚至要付出一些的代价
Amen?
Amen 吗
You know, being a peacemaker
作为一个使人和睦的人
is being a peace builder
是一个成全和平的人
Anybody here like to build things?
你们有没有在座有没有喜欢盖什么做什么东西
Maybe not. Are you, any builders here?
有没有人是喜欢盖房子的
Come on, you can raise your hand.
You
like projects. Maybe you're an artist. You like to make paintings.
或者你是一个喜欢艺术的人，你喜欢画画，制造艺术的东西。
Maybe you like to do little side jobs. Maybe your wife always has you doing a little project, and you're glad to do it.
那你的老婆常常要你做一些某些项目，然后你欢欢喜喜去做，因为你喜欢做东西。
Maybe not.
也许你不喜欢。
But are there any here that like to build things and make things and?Paint things.
在座有没有人是喜欢创造的，喜欢完成项目的，喜欢画画的，制造艺术的
？Amen. Anybody?
有吧
？Anybody? Oh, come on, be brave. Hold up your hand. Okay, we got a couple. You like to build stuff, don't you, Raymond?
Raymond 也喜欢。
Anybody else? Anybody else? You know, when you build things, it takes tools to build things. Amen.
Takes what?
Tools.
哦，你需要工具才能完成你要做的事。
Well, you know, if you're an artist and you sit down and you get ready, you want to make a beautiful picture or at least try.
你喜欢画画，你坐下来，你想要画一幅美好的画。
You know, the paint doesn't get on the page by itself, does it?
你知道那个帆布上面的画，它不会自己突然出现的。
You don't just have the idea of a beautiful painting and the brush gets up by itself and paints.
你心里有一个美好的图画，你的画笔不会自动跳起来帮你画的。
In the same way, peacemakers, peace builders are those who use God's tools that He has given us.
同样的，一个要成全和睦、制造和睦的人，就要用神来的工具。
And apply action to a situation.
然后你需要在某一些情况里有行动的。
To make and build a peace.
然后制造并完成一个和平。
Amen.
Amen 吗
You know, I've been involved in construction for years now, for most of my adult life.
在我成年的日子里面，很多时候我都需要参与一些建造的工程。
Building things, making things.
要做事情，要创造东西出来。
And usually when I start out to build something, sooner or later you're going to make a little bit of noise.
只要你开始制造，你知道很快就会有很多的噪音。
And usually most people that love you know you are willing to put up with, you know, the banging and the noise.
你的家人朋友他爱你，所以他能够忍受你在制造当中造出来的吵杂的声音。
Because they know something's getting fixed, amen?
因为他们知道你正在做一件事，有东西要出现或被修好。
Or something's being created.
有些东西要被创造出来了。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
You know, when you start building things, you make a little mess.
而且你在做事的时候会搞得一塌糊涂的。
You get out the saws, you're cutting things, and you know.
把锯子拿出来，你在那里锯。
Or maybe you're painting what you built, and then you make a little mess sometimes.
我东西弄好了，你要在那里粉刷一下，那满地都是乱七八糟的。
As long as it's within reason.
只要你这个创造的混乱是合理的。
Usually our friends and loved ones around us are willing to put up with a little bit of mess.
所以我们四周的家人朋友呢，他们可以了解，可以忍受。
Because they know that we're making something better. Amen.
因为他们知道我在做一件事情，让情况更好。
In the same way.
同样的。
Making peace isn't just about being quiet.
要制造和睦或成就和睦，不是叫你保持安静。
About sidestepping hard conversations，
或者是避免那些很困难的话题。
You know, some job sites sometimes the boss will tell you, No politics, no religion. Don't talk about these things.
有些工作场合，人家给我们的智慧的引导，甚至老板会说不要谈论政治。
And we understand because the boss doesn't want the employer doesn't want there to be a bunch of controversy and upheaval on the job site.
因为当然，做老板不希望他的员工一天到晚为一些政治的话题争吵。
But in our lives, in our friendships, in our relationships,
但是在我们的生命里，在我们与人的友谊，你看我们与人的关系的里面，
in our families,
在我们的家庭里面，
there are times when we have to step forward and not step back, but rise up and say the truth in order to make peace.
很多时候我们必须勇敢的、积极的、向前的、
Amen?
来讨论什么是真实的、什么是真理的，为了要在一个家中带进真实的和平。
The kingdom of God is not the world.
神的国度不是这个世界。
You know, in the world, people, oh, they accept everything. They affirm everything. They don't want to make waves.
在世界里常常人就是想要避免一些事情，为了什么不要引起不必要的争论和麻烦。
So the world, in order to try to achieve peace, never confronts anything.
所以在世界的原则里常常为了保持所谓的和睦呢就什么都不能够来讨论。
Don't want to bring up any failures or mistakes or talk about sin lest we disrupt somebody's peace.
我们不要讨论我们犯的罪不要讨论我们的问题免得一下子就在我们中间造成了不和平。
That's the world's way of making peace.
这是这个世界如何创造和平
的方法。That's not how Jesus made peace.
但是不是主耶稣制造和平的方法。
Jesus left the comfort and the worship of heaven to come to earth.
主耶稣离开了在天上的和平跟荣耀和敬拜，来到地上。
To lay down his life.
把他自己的命舍了。
To bleed and die upon the cross.
他在十架上流血舍命。
In order to make peace.
为了成就真的和平。
He is our example of what a peacemaker is.
他为我们做了一个很好的榜样，什么叫做使人和睦的人。
Are you willing to stand up?
你愿意站起来吗？
Speak out.
大声勇敢地说出来吗？
Talk to your son and daughter, your friends, the people in your church,
告诉你的儿女，告诉你的朋友，甚至弟兄姐妹。
To pour yourself out like Jesus,
像耶稣一样把你的生命倾倒出来。
So the truth of God can come in and prevail and make peace.
是让神的真理能够出来，并且得胜，成就真实的和平。
So there are these terms that are involved. These are tools that help us make the peace.
那使人和睦的需要一些工具，那哪些工具呢？
When you make peace, you know what sometimes it involves?
你知道当你要成就和睦的时候，
Making restitution. It's interesting the terminology here. Making restitution.
你就要做一些事情，譬如说什么？做一些事，有些名词在这里讨论，一个就是归还。
You know, if you stole something,
如果你偷了什么，
and you're a child of God,
但是你是神的儿女，
more than likely the Holy Spirit would speak to you and say, that was wrong.
若是神，你已经得救，圣灵在里面会告诉你说，
that was sin.
这个作为是错的，这是犯罪。
You need to make that right.
你需要把它改正。
And you need to pay that back.
你要把你所偷之物归还。
Amen. That's what it means to make restitution. If you took something,
如果你拿了不属于你的东西，
or you broke something that belonged to somebody else,
或者你破坏了、损害了别人的东西。
You know, like you go visit your neighbor and you back up into his car. Anybody ever done that before?
你有没有去朋友家？结果你在车道上不小心开车撞了人家的。
I've done that before.
撞了你邻居的栅栏。有没有这样做？我发生过。
Well, a good brother in Christ, what they would say, "Oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. It was an accident."
若是我们真是基督里的好弟兄，我们会说，哎呀，抱歉，这是意外。
Amen. Here's my insurance. I'll take care of it.
我有保险，我来解决你这个被破坏的东西。
That's making restitution.
这个就叫做制造归还，制造偿还。
And as you make restitution, you know what you're doing? Keeping the peace.
你为什么要归还呢？因为你要与他和睦。
You know, you ever had somebody that broke something that was precious to you?
有没有人把你心爱的东西给破坏了，打坏了？
Oh, and they say, "Oh, my bad."
如果对方的反应就说，哦，
"Oh, I'm sorry that happened."
对不起，哎呀，真抱歉。
But it's not too bad. You know, you just wipe that off a little bit. It'll be okay.
但是没有什么关系，你就擦一擦，稍微把它掩饰一下就好了。
You had somebody do that before? He'd be going, "What?"
你会说什么？
You know, suddenly there's something that tries to come up between you and him. Amen? You're tempted to be offended because that's not the way we take care of things.
Amen?
So in those moments when we sin or we make a mistake, it was an accident.
有的时候我们弄错了，也许是个意外，也许是不小心的。
But sometimes the peace is at stake. The peace, the good feeling between you and your brother.
但是这时候你与那个人之间的和睦就出了问题了。
If you neglect your responsibility, there's an offense.
如果你没有负责任，负起该负的责任，你们之间就被有一个冒犯的情形。
If you do the right thing and fix it, peace.
如果你选择做对的事，把它修理好了，那就和睦就恢复了。 Amen 吗？
We make restitution.
我们去偿还。
Sometimes to make the peace also involves making a confession.
有时候要与人和睦呢，也要制造一个什么，叫制造道歉，制造认罪。
You know, you lose your temper, you lash out at your friend, maybe your child at home.
比如说你一下子你失控了，你脾气失控，你生气了，对人或对你的孩子发脾气。
Praise God, we have the Holy Spirit inside us. Amen.
我们感谢神，因为神圣的灵住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit is never silent, is He? He's always talking to us.
圣灵很少是安静，他总是在里面感动，对我们说话。
And he convicts us that, oh, we should not have said that.
他会在里面光照我们说，你刚才不应该这样说话。
Go back and take responsibility with your brother. Say, I'm sorry.
回到你刚才冒犯的弟兄或孩子面前跟他道歉。
You humble yourself and you say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have talked that way to you.
你需要降卑你自己，然后去道歉说，对不起，我刚才不应该这么说。
I would never want anything to come between us because I love you dearly. I love you as my child. I want us to be close.
因为我爱你，你是我的朋友，你是我的孩子，我要与你有一个亲近的关系，我不要有任何东西阻挡在我们之间。
And because you're a son of God, you have the heart of a peacekeeper, a peacemaker.
此外，我们又是神的儿子，我们里面是有一个和睦的心的。
And you confess your sin.
所以你就去承认你刚才的错误。
This is called making. Here we are using that same term. We're building something, making an apology.
他用的这些工具的名词前面都有一个动词是 making,
就是制造、制作的意思。 Are you good at making apologies?
我们善不善于制作道歉？
You know, I'm always wary of certain kind of people that can't say they're thankful. They can't say thank you, and they can't say I'm sorry.
我知道有一些人，我也认识有一些人，他们很困难，说两个东西，一个就说谢谢，一个就是对不起。That's
not a good trait.
这不是一个很好的品格。
So if you're looking for somebody faithful and that you can work with and you can trust,
如果你要找一个人是忠信可靠，你能信任的。
I look for a man or woman that can say thank you.
你要必须在这个人身上看见他能谢谢人。
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
能够真诚地感谢人的。
But also, they know how to say, I am sorry.
并且他们也能够知道怎么样真诚地道歉。
Are you good at making apologies?
请问你善不擅长道歉？
You go, whoa, whoa, wait a second, Brother David. You're getting into sensitive territory here now, right?
你说，哦，史密斯弟兄，这个有点太敏感了，这个话题。
You know, sometimes we do it, but we take a long time to make the apology.
我们是能道歉，但是有时候会花很长的时间才去道歉。
The sons and daughters of God that are peacemakers, they go to one another quickly.
神的儿女，和平之子，会很快的到人那里去道歉。
Have you ever had this experience?
你有没有这样的经验？
The Holy Spirit convicts you.
圣灵在里面光照你。
Day after day, you need to go back and say you're sorry.
日复一日的提醒你，你必须去道歉。
You know, but saying you're sorry involves admitting you're wrong.
但是你知道，去道歉的意思就是我承认我错。你像我要谦卑我自己。
It's such an awkward experience, isn't it?
实在是蛮尴尬的。
Such an uncomfortable feeling when it comes with saying, "I'm wrong."
这是不是很容易叫人很不舒服去跟人家说我错了。
Some of us have such a challenge even getting the words out of our mouth. Forgive me.
甚至连这个几个字都说是对对对对对对对不起。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And so we'll wait day after day, a couple weeks, a month, 2 months.
我们就在那里等，也许一天过了，两天过了，一个礼拜过了，一个月过了。
And then finally, we can't hardly bear it anymore. The Holy Spirit is just keeping after us. You need to make this right.
到最后，圣灵在里面实在太沉重了，你不得不去解决。
But then, have you had this experience? By the time you go to that person,
你有没有这样的经历？到你最后终于去道歉了。
And you say, "Please forgive me. I am so sorry. I should not have said that."
你说，请你原谅我，我实在不该说这样的话。
And they go, suddenly they have amnesia.
一下子你就觉得好像你有点
贫血。Oh, what are you talking about? I don't even remember the details.
你发现那个人好像得了失忆症。他说，我都不晓得你在说什么。
Have you had that experience?
有没有这样子的情况？你去道歉的时候，那个人都忘了是什么事。
When you take too long, it's not a good experience oftentimes because it was so long ago, people can't even remember the details of it.
当你一直拖延不去道歉呢，这个有一个问题，就是说你终于去道歉的时候，人家都不记得是什么事。
Do you know how to make an apology?
你会道歉吗？
Are you good at it?
你会制造道歉吗？你善于道歉吗？
Are you good at it?
你善于道歉吗？
If not, if you want 2026 to be a new year for you,
你希望2026年对你是一个崭新的一年。
We call every year a new year, right, when it rolls around?
每一年开始的时候，我们都说今天是今年是新的一年。
But sometimes it's just the old year played over again, amen?
但事实上不是新的一年，你就发现今年又是像去年一样重复而已。
If you want it to be a new year,
若是你真要有一个崭新的一年
make a good decision about making apologies quickly,
那你要有一个决心说今年我要快快道歉
when things come up between you and your family, you and your friends,
当你和家人或朋友之间出了问题的时候
I guarantee
你要快快道歉
I guarantee
我可以保证一件事
that if you change this one little thing in your life, if you've been one that'sslow and not so good at making apologies.
若是过去呢，你是不善于而且很缓慢去道歉的人。
If you change this one thing, it will literally change your life.
如果你就在这件事上做一个改变呢，你的生命都会改变。
Amen.
你信不信
？Are you hearing me this morning?
你听见我说的吗
？Make restitution, make confession, make apology.
要去归还，要去坦诚错误，要去道歉。
All of these are tools in.Making peace.
这些都是制造和睦的工具。
Jesus said of the last days.
在主耶稣在说说了，在他的最后的日子里说到。
He said in Matthew 24:10.
在马太福音24:10，他说到。
And then in the last days, many will be offended.
他说有许多人会跌倒。
Does this not describe our day and age?
有没有像我们今天所活的世代？
Everybody is so easily offended, isn't that right?
很多人很容易就被得罪，我们不是吗？
You can't do anything, you can't say anything these days without hurting somebody's feelings.
在今天这个时代，你随便说什么，好像都很容易伤害到别人或让人家不舒服。
It's just a time where people, as they say in the West, they're wearing their feelings on their sleeve.
就好像我们西方有句话说，你把你的感情、感觉都带在皮肤上了。
And as much as depends upon us, we need to stop this tendency of everybody being offended.
我们必须要停止这样容易就受伤或者被冒犯的这种情况。
By choosing to be a peacemaker.
我们要选择做一个使人和睦的人。
Are you a builder?
你是一个盖造东西的人吗？
You know, a good builder, a good maker of things always has their toolbox on hand.
一个善于建造的人呢，他一定有一个工具箱在手旁。
Like Brother Sam back there.
就像杜弟兄。
He's sitting there, right in front of Brother Jim. He always has his tools with him, doesn't he?
他总是有他的工具箱在车子里。
Sam is always working on things. You want something fixed or need a little bit of advice? You call Sam. He'll be down here, you know, in the kitchen working on something, helping with something.
杜弟兄总是很愿意，随时你需要什么东西修理的，他立刻就会来，或者他给你很好的忠告。
When you're a builder, you always keep your tools close at hand.
你是真的一个好的盖造的工人呢，你总是会有工具在你身边的。
The ability, these are our tools to make peace. We quickly give an apology.
我们若是一个擅长使人和睦的人呢，我们就很快能够与道歉。
It's not a hard thing for us to humble ourselves.
我们就能够谦卑我们自己，与人和好。
So the world defines peace.
这个世界对于和平的定义
as merely a you know To have comfort and have a lack of conflict, no conflict in your life. That's how they define peace.
你让人觉得舒服，而且呢，不要引起争议，不要引起冲突。
But that's not how God describes it.
但是神对于和平的定义不是这样。
So we have to do work to be a peacemaker.
为了要成就和平，我们得做事，我们得工作。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
The way of peace.The highway of peace is a relational revival between us and God.
一个和使人和睦的道路呢，是叫我们跟神跟人和好。
And God's family is paved with repentance.
而神的家呢，那个道路呢，是用悔改建筑出来的。
When we're going our own way,
当我们走自己的路
the Holy Spirit convicts us and we turn around and start going God's way. That's repentance.
光照我们，所以我们转回来走在神的道路上。
This road of revival in our lives and in our families' lives
在我和我家人得到复兴的道路上
is built through repentance
是用什么铺路的呢？是用悔改
honest confession
用诚实的承认
and the ability to give a personal apology
而且呢，能够有个人的道歉。
If we would simply get believers to humble themselves,
若是所有信主的人能真实的谦卑他自己
and admit their mistakes,
承认自己的错误
and to say quickly that they are sorry when they make a mistake,
而且当他们犯错的时候快速的道歉
we would see revival breaking out everywhere.
你就会看见复兴的工作到处发生。
If we simply chose, made a decision, I'm going to really be diligent about being a peacemaker this year.
只要我在今年有一个心愿说我要做一个使人和睦的人。
I believe every family here would see a major shift in how the kids and mom and dad and the parents got along.
能够勇于认错的话，我就相信在每一个家庭里，每一个父母、夫妻之间、父母儿女之间的关系会有一个极大的复兴。
Amen.Let's read a few more scriptures here.
我们再读几处的经节。
Remember, being a peacemaker isn't passive. It's not doing less. It involves doing more.
要知道，一个和平之子，使人和睦的人，不是要很消极的不做什么，乃是积极的愿意多做什么。
So again, our main passage, Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
马太福音五章九节是我们的主要的经节，就是使人和睦人有福了，他们得被称为神的儿子。
Are you a son of God? Are you a daughter of God?
你是神的儿女吗？
Amen.
阿们吗？
That means part of our role as a son or daughter of God is to be a peacemaker.
所以，身为神的儿子或女儿，有一个责任就是使人和睦。
Now, this is being a peacemaker, though to many, I'm sure they wouldn't think this way. But in Luke 17:3-4.
在路加福音第十七节，第十七章
，If your brother sins against you，
就是若是你的弟兄得罪你
，rebuke him，
你就劝诫他。
We don't like to do that, do we? None of us like to do that.
谁喜欢去劝诫别人
？But if we don't want a wall to arise between us and our brothers and sisters.We need to talk about things sometimes, don't we?
但是我们如果不愿意和弟兄或姐妹之间筑起一道不沟通的墙，那我们必须要沟通，不是吗？
Amen.
Amen. 吗？
How many times has you know maybe your son or your daughter at home has done something that offended you that was just really disappointed you?
多少次你家里的那孩子得罪了你，让你心里对他失望？
And you didn't want to go through that awkward process of saying something about it, rebuking them.
但是呢，我们常常就不想去告诫他们，让情况变得很不容易。
Because that would make them incredibly uncomfortable.
因为这样子呢，领受的人会不舒服。
And it would make you uncomfortable.
那你这个说话的人也不舒服。
But because you never said anything about it.
但是因为你从来没有告诉他，劝过他。
Your relationship with them has changed.
你与他的关系一定改变了。
A wall begins to rise between you.
在你与他之间有一道墙渐渐被筑起来。
Have you ever been offended at somebody and you just to hear their voice bothered you?
有没有什么时候什么人得罪你，你就遥远就听到他声音你都不舒服
？When you saw them, just caught a glimpse of them out of your corner of your eye, you found your heart you're recoiling from them.
当你远远看见他们的时候，你心里就开始有一个反感。
Do we know this situation? Is this not a common condition when an offense rises?
当我们人之间与人之间有间隔的时候，这是不是一个很正常的反应？
It's hard even to look at some people, to listen to the sound of their voice, to be close to them when an offense has begun to arise between you and them.
当我们与人之间有间隔的时候，连听到他们的声音，看到他们这个人都很难。
Is that not right?
是不是这样？
Proverbs 18:19.
箴言十八
says a brother offended
十八章十九节
is harder to win than a strong city.
讲到说与弟兄结怨啊，比取坚固城还难。
And contentions are like the bars of a castle.
这样的争竞如同坚寨的门栓。
Now in the ancient world, great cities were not measured by the population or maybe how tall the biggest building was.
在古代的时候呢，一个城的坚固程度不是看它里面有多少人口或者它的门有多高。
But this contention creates in a relationship these high walls.
但是我们与人有争竞的时候，这个张力呢就好像一个高大的城墙。
Very thick walls that are hard to penetrate.
很难攻进去。
If we allow offenses to arise in our homes, in our families, in our marriages,
或是我们在我们的家里，在婚姻的里面，在与亲人的关系里面，允许这样的墙被筑起来，而从来不
talk about it,
从来不去讨论，从来不去面对
，we never correct it,
或从来不去矫正
，these high walls arise,
这样高大的墙被筑起来。
And suddenly the relationship begins to fall apart.
那我们之间的关系就没有了。
So in an effort to keep some kind of superficial peace,
如果你要维持一个肤浅的和平
the semblance of peace,
好像和平的光
景 No, we don't want harsh words, we don't want fighting, so we avoid talking about the difficult things.
我们不需要讲严肃的话，难听的话，好像冲突的话。
We allow these walls to rise up.
结果就是我们在与朋友或亲人之间建起一个厚的墙。
And then our loved ones,
而我们所爱的
listen to me now, our loved ones,
我们所爱的
your husbands, wives, your children,
我的丈夫，我的妻子，我的孩子
that are supposed to be the very closest to you,
应该是与你最亲最近的人。
Because we have fallen and we've stopped being a peacemaker, now they are very, very far from you.
因为我们没有做一个使人和睦的人，所以我们跟他们的关系越来越遥远。
Amen. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
你们明白我的意思吗？
You know, have you noticed? Like sometimes I can always it's not that hard to figure out when offense has snuck into a heart.
我们很容易就知道察觉到什么时候我有。这个冒犯或不合发生。
You reach out to touch the hand of your child.
当你伸出手来要摸摸你孩子的手。
And suddenly they withdraw it.
如果他们立刻把手抽回来。
You try to come close to them.
你要靠近他们。
And they step back.
他们就往后退一步。
You try to start a conversation.
你要跟他聊一聊天。
And they turn away and they don't engage your conversation.
但是他们却没有什么反应。
These are all signs that walls are starting to rise up.
这是什么表象呢？就表示你与他之间已经有一个高大的
墙。There's distance now where there's supposed to be.A relationship, a bond of love that's very close.
通常你跟这样子的对象应该是有连结的一个非常的亲近的关系。
Brothers, sisters, we cannot be content with that.
但是我们就不能以这样的现象为满足。
This happens when a believer chooses to sin and do something that he knows to be contrary to the will of God.
这就好像一个信主的人，他故意去犯罪。让他跟神之间有了一道墙。
Before, where the word of God was fresh and alive and spoke to them so easily.
在我犯罪之前呢，我读圣经的时候就觉得哇，神的话又真又活，好像天天对我说话。
Because they never went and confessed their sin to God, now the word of God is dry.
但是他犯罪之后，他没有回到神面前去悔改，结果呢，神的话就很干，很枯干了。
Before, where their prayer life was a source of great strength and joy and warmth and comfort.
以前他祷告的时候觉得哇，神你真是我的力量，是我的泉源，你带给我何等的安慰。
And they refused to humble themselves and confess their sin to God.
但当他们得罪神之后，他们拒绝悔改。
Now their prayer life is dry.
他们在祷告的时候是何等的枯干。
It's this hard thing that they do as a duty, not a joy.
祷告变成一个责任，不是一个喜乐的事。
Amen. In the same way, in the same way in our relationships.
同样的，我们与人的关系也是这样。
When we are not honest and confess our weaknesses or our issues with our family, our loved one, the family is divided and scattered and a hard place to be.
当我们不能够很诚实地面对自己真实的错误而去道歉，那么我们跟四周的，特别我们说亲爱的家人的关系就变得非常的遥远。
But yet it can be changed so quickly.
但是这一切能够很快速地改变。
So easily.
可以很容易地改变。
If we find, we dig out those tools of the peacemaker.
如果你去把那些使人和睦的工具拿出来，来成全和睦。
And we say, I'm sorry.
譬如说，就去道歉，说我对不起，请赦免我。
I shouldn't have said that.
我不应该说这样的话。
The scripture says, if you know that your brother has aught against you,
圣经说，你知道你的弟兄得罪了你。
You go to him, amen.
那你就去找他。
Amen.
阿门吗
？It didn't say that you have aught.
并不是说你去得罪了人。
You know, sometimes, boy, when you first have children.You know, those when they're really young and so vulnerable and they need to be their diaper changed.
当你小孩刚出生的时候，他们那么小，那么软弱，也给他们换尿布。
For a young parent, that seems so challenging, doesn't it?
对一个刚做父母的是蛮这个挑战性蛮大的，是吗？
Here in a few months, we'll ask Raymond about how this experience is.
Raymond 在几个月也要有自己的孩子了。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
We could probably ask Jack.We'd ask them how that's going.
And you can 问 Jack 弟兄或赫赫弟兄。
We, you know, when I was a young man, just a young father, I thought that was the most challenging time.
当我刚做父亲的时候，我觉得换尿布实在是挑战太大。
But honestly, that is nothing compared to the challenges of when your kids are teenagers. Amen.
但是你知道这种挑战比起你孩子到成为青少年的时候的挑战，
that's when it really gets complicated.
那时候的挑战可复杂
了。You know, there's to navigate some of these awkward conversations. How to keep the relationship going, the flow of love and compassion and closeness.
怎么样维持跟他们亲密的关系？怎么样很小心谨慎地跟他们沟通
？And the best thing that a father or mother can do is to be discerning. If they discern that their son or daughter is an offense,
重要的父母要非常的敏感，要能够看出，能够估测出来问题。
We put on the garments of peacemakers, peace builders, and we go and as much as depends upon us.We make things right.
当我们感觉到我们与儿女之间有隔阂的时候，我们必须要成为那个成就和睦的人。我们要去
we humble ourselves.
我们要
apologize.
我们要降卑下来，我们要去亲近他们，搞清楚发生什么事，该道歉的就道歉。
Again, are you good at making an apology?
请问我们是善于道歉的人吗？
You want 2026 to be a whole new year?
你希望2026年是一个新的一年吗？
Just do these two things, and I guarantee you, you'll get an upgrade.
就光做这两件事，我可以跟你保证，2026年会是一个不同的一年。
Be quick to say thank you.
第一个就是能够快速的感谢。
And when you're wrong, be quick to say you're sorry.
第二就是说，如果你错的话，能够快速的道歉。
You do those two things, and 2026 will be a better year. I guarantee.
若是你在这两件事上改进，我可以保证2026年会不一样。
You know, go to your sister, say that was awesome. Thank you so much. You did an excellent job.
如果
be quick to encourage and say thank you.
去对某个姊妹说，哇，谢谢你，实在是你做的实在太棒，快快去道歉。
Or brother, I should not have said that. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
或者对某弟兄说，哎呀，弟兄，
Amen?
真抱歉，我不应该说那样的话。
It's simple. It's easy.
很简单的。
It's so easy to tear the walls down.
是把那个隔断的桥拉下来是很容易的。
If we go quickly, Amen.
如果你很快的去做。
This is what it means to be a peacemaker.
这就是一个使人和睦的人所做的。
Amen.
阿门吗？
So if your brother sins, I know this is tough. Rebuke him.
如果那弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他。
And if he repents, forgive him.
他若是懊悔了，你就饶恕他。
And if he sins against you 7 times in a day.
如果他一天里七次得罪你。
Kind of like us. How many times do you sin in a day sometimes?
我们一天里得罪多少次？得罪神或得罪人多少次？
This is exactly what God, how he treats us.Oh, we stumble, we stumble, we stumbled time and time again, oftentimes during a day.
神就是这样带我们的，不是吗？一天里面我们得罪神多少次？
And we return to him, say, forgive me.
每一次我们转向神说，哎呀，对不起，赦免我，赦免我。神怎么样？
After number five, nah, no more
forgiveness. 五次之后，神说够了，够了，不再赦免。
He gladly forgives us still.
但是不是这样？神会继续赦免。
Why?
为什么?
Because he wants peace with us.
因为神要与我们之间有和睦的关系。
God sent Jesus to make peace, to get rid of the division between us and the Father.
神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来到地上，就是要让他成就父和我们之间的和睦。
And we like Jesus must be peacemakers.
像耶稣一样，我们也当使人和睦。
And we lay our life down.
我们要把自己放下来。
And we humble ourselves and go to one another. We confess our sin.
我们能够谦卑自己来到人面前承认自己的错误。
And when necessary, we confront sin.
我们要面对我们的罪。
We don't want anything between us and our friends, between us and our family, between us and our wife.
我们这样做就是我们不愿意与人之间有任何的间隔。
So when we notice, we discern any wall, any distance, any unhealthy separation.
当我们察觉任何的这个间隔不正常不健康的隔离的时候，我们就要去追溯这个问题。
Sometimes it's hard to take medicine, isn't it?
吃药不容易吧？
Remember your mother giving you medicine when you were a child?
记得你小时候妈妈喂你吃药。
A lot of times the spoon seems way too big for your little mouth.
你会觉得那个汤匙
比你的嘴 Here, open up, wider.
那个、
and then it tasted terrible, right?
张开嘴，你喝了一口，说啊，真难吃。
Sometimes the word of God is like that a little bit.
有时候你会觉得神的话，这个教训就有点像这个一汤匙的药。
If this applies to you,
若是我所说的适用在你身上
，It's not my medicine, it's God's. Take His medicine, amen.
那就这是神给你的药，你就要乖乖的吃。
You want to fix your relationship with your kids?
你想要与你的孩子有好的关系
husband,
与你的丈夫
wife,
与你的太太
maybe it's with your employer.
甚至与你的员工
Boy, I tell you, you know what really gives you favor with your boss?
你知道怎么样让你在你老板眼前蒙恩吗
When it's not him that has to point out the problems
就是当有问题的时候你不要老板来告诉你是你的问题
When you go to him, you take initiative and say, you know whatI could have done that better. I apologize, and I'll make sure it's different from now on.
而是你自发的到老板那里承认你的错误，说抱歉，我没有做好，下一次我会注意。
I remember I used to work for this man. Every time, you know, you'd come in, he would give you an assignment. He's going to send you on a job.
我以前的老板是这样，你去，他给你一个项目，你去，然后他把你差派出去。
He was a hard man, but a good man.
他是一个好人，但是他是一个很不容易相处的人。
He said, "Where's your pencil and paper?"
他说你的笔与纸在哪里？
Because I'm going to only tell you this once. You write it down, and then you go do the work.
你要带着笔和纸来，因为我给你的指示只说一遍，你要写
下来。Anybody work for somebody like that? Like I'm only tell you once. You write it down, you get it right, and you go do it.
跟你说，我只告诉你一次，然后你去做。
I remember he called me into the office one time. He reminded me, "Hey, write this down."
我记得有一次他把我叫到办公室，他跟我说把它写下来。
But before I left his office,
在我离他办公室之前
，I said, "I just want to check to see if there's anything I could be doing better."
我就跟他说啊，我只是要跟你确定一下，我还有什么地方可以做得更好。
Is there any advice that you could give me?
你有没有任何的忠告让我把事情做得更好
？Or I could improve my production.
我可以改进我的工作这样状况。
Boy, I gained I did it just out of an honest heart as a young man, but I gained such favor with my boss.
我这个态度只是我一个很自然的一个态度，但是结果让我在老板眼前大大蒙恩。
When I was the one that asked him about how my performance, and when I knew I made mistakes, when I went to him, and he didn't have to be the one always following me.
因为我告诉他，然后我有一个心要把事情做好，所以呢，我不需要他来责怪我。
I don't know. Hopefully that makes some kind of sense.
我希望我讲的你们能够明白。
God gives grace to the humble.
神帮助赐恩给谦卑的人。
And you know what? So do we.
同样的，我们对人也是这样，
Amen?
不是吗？
Somebody acts like they know everything.
有的人如果他自以为是。
What's that make you want to do? Step back, right?
那你的反应会怎么样？你就退一步。
When somebody is humble.
但是有一个人如果他
it makes you step in, you give grace.
他很谦虚，很柔软。
Amen?
那你自然的反应就是你愿意向前帮助他多一点。
That's why this apology thing is so important. It draws us together.
你知道，所以道歉是这么重要，因为让人之间更亲近。
When we are prideful and cover our mistakes, hide our mistakes, refuse to confess our mistakes,
当我们太骄傲，我们犯错了，我们把它隐藏起来，不愿意承认。
It allows walls to be built up and separates us.
就造成什么结果？就是人与人之间有一个墙被筑起来，
okay, well,
人跟人分开了。
Let's look at a few more scriptures.
我们再看几节的经节。
Blessed are the peacemakers. We've already been looking at that.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Romans 14:19.
罗马书十四章十九节。
Let us pursue the things which make for peace.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事。
And the things by which one may edify another.
与彼此建立德行的事。
Romans 12:18.
罗马书十二章十八节。
Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone.
总要尽力与众人和睦。
Do all that you can.
尽力。
That means open your mouth, communicate, confess when it's necessary.
包括打开你的嘴巴，做必要的沟通。
Another translation of Romans 14:19. It says, Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another.
罗马书十四章十九节另外一个翻译在中文是一样的，就是我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德性的事。
Hebrews 12:14.
在希伯来书十二章十四节。
Pursue peace with all people.
你们要追求与众人和睦。
You know, if you're going to pursue peace, that's a little bit abstract, right? How do
你知道，使人和睦。
How do I pursue peace, right?
有一点很抽象，对不对？追求和睦很抽象。
You pursue peace by pursuing people.
你追求和睦，意思你就是必须要追的人。
By following around and making sure that there has not been any offense caused by a word that you said.
你要追在人后面，要确定你跟人之间没有因着你而被冒犯。
Amen?Yeah, there, you cannot pursue peace without pursuing. If you sense tension between you and your child, you pursue them, you follow them up, and you ask some questions.
譬如说你跟你孩子之间好像有了一个间隔，那你就得追着他，找到原因，然后与他和睦。
Husbands, if you've noticed distance between you and your wife,
做丈夫的，你和你妻子之间有没有间隔？
How do you pursue peace?
你要怎么样建立和睦呢？
By following her, pursuing her,
你就要追着他
saying, "Hey, honey, is there anything I've done that's offended you lately?"
搞清楚说，亲爱的，我最近做了什么得罪你的事吗？
Boy, what a wonder that can do in a marriage, amen.
你想想，这样的态度在婚姻里会带来怎样的反应？
You know, was there anything the way I said that was harsher? I could have done better.
我所说的话有没有太严厉了？我可不可以改进？
If we're peacemakers, we're looking at examining our heart. We want to get good at making peace. Amen.
若是我们真是一个使人和睦的人，我们就常常检查自己。
We want to grow in making peace.
我们愿意在使人和睦的事上要有成长。
This means being careful over what we do and say, so we don't offend people unnecessarily.
同时，我们就会开始注意我们所说的、所行的，我们不愿意让人被我冒犯。
Pursue, chase down peace with all people.
追求与众人和睦。
Now, this is an interesting verse. Pursue peace and holiness.
很有意思。希伯来书十二章十四节说，一面追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。
Without which no one will see the Lord.
非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Wow. Some people feel that.If I hold on to God's standards, being a holy man or woman of God,
很多人觉得说，哦，我就要抓住神他的所示，然后我在神面前做一个圣洁的人。
I can't do that without offending people.
那你要保持圣洁呢，就不能够得罪别人。
And sometimes people are offended by the standards of God.
有的时候神的标准好像太高了，让我们被冒犯。
But in the spirit there is wisdom, there is a way to seek holiness and pursue peace at the same time.
但是在圣灵里面会有从神来的智慧，让我们一面能够追求和睦，一面可以追求圣洁。
There is a way to pursue the things that God has called you to and being a holy man or woman of God.
神召我们要成为圣洁的男人与女人，神有一条道路让我们能追求。
And still be a peacemaker.
让我们在神面前是圣洁的，也是一个使人和睦的人。
What the world says is that we've got to compromise our standards as the children of God.
但是世界告诉我们，你要你这些神的儿女啊，你们要和平吗？必须折中。
In order to be at peace with people,
这样你才跟别人能够保持和平。
That's not true. There's a way to do them both.
这不是真实的。这在神那边是有一条道路，你可以又圣洁又有和睦。
Psalms 34:14.
诗篇三十四篇十四节。
Depart from evil.
要 离开邪恶
，do good，
做好的，离恶行善
，seek peace and pursue it，
寻求和睦，一心追赶。
This verse is saying the same thing，
这是告诉我们一样的事情。
Do the right thing，
要离恶行善
，don't lie，
不要说谎言
，don't cheat，
不要欺骗
，don't gossip，
不要说碎不要批评别人。
Amen，
阿门吗
？But pursue peace，
那要追求和睦。
Amen? You can be the people that God has called you to be, but still pursue peace and be a peacemaker.
你可以做神的子民，做神所要你做的一面，你也要成全和睦。
Romans 14:19.
罗马书十四章十九节。
Again, we chase after it.
我们要追求和睦。
Anybody have to chase after anything lately?
你们最近有没有追求什么？
Do you remember what that's like to have to chase something?
你知道什么叫追一个东西？
Now my granddaughters have a few goats that live behind us, and they got out the other day.
我们后院有几只羊，有一天他们跑出去了。
And they weren't there. They were at school. They didn't know the goats got out.
我的孩子们呢？我的孙子们他们在学校，他们不知道羊跑掉了。
Only grandpa knew that the goats got out.
只有这个做祖父的知道羊跑了。
And there they are, running down the driveway, heading for the road.
这个羊跑出来了，在车道上要到大马路去了。
And I love my granddaughters.
这些是我孙女们的羊，我很爱我的孙女们。
So I care about the goats.
所以我就很关心他们的所爱的羊。
And here I am in my pajamas, my flip flops, running down the driveway, trying to catch these goats.
我还穿着睡衣，穿着拖鞋，我就跑出去抓那些羊。
And the thought came to me: It's been a minute since I had to chase something.
突然我就想到，你知道，我已经
It doesn't feel the most comfortable to be chasing. You know, and there's three of them. So one's going this way, one's going that way. I'm trying to cut them off and corral them back.
有我们跑出去有三只羊之多，所以我要一面抓一面挡。
And you know how goats are. They're not like a dog that maybe just come back to you. They're going wherever they want.
你知道山羊他们不是一般的动物，他们不会顺服你的。
So for love's sake, Grandpa was out there chasing goats.
因为爱的缘故，这个老祖父在外面追这些羊。
For love's sake, for peace's sake.
因为爱的缘故，因为和睦的缘故。
Sometimes we pursue people to be a peacemaker.
我们也一样在那里追着人，为了要成全和睦。
Even when it's a little awkward.
虽然是蛮，有时候是蛮尴尬。
Even when it's a little humbling, you're not out there in your best clothes. You're not looking your best, your sharpest, your smartest.
甚至你必须好像很尴尬，你不是在你最好的光景，你不是最聪，你必须要降卑你自己。
But to make peace, you're willing to chase.
但是为了成全和睦，你愿意去追。
Amen?
你愿意去追这些事情。
Being a peacemaker means sending some extra text.
有的时候使人和睦就是送他一个简讯。
Are we good? Are we okay?
问一下说我们之间有还好吗？没有问题吧？
I'm sorry if that came out a little rough. I didn't mean for it that way.
抱歉，我那天说话有点太。
Some extra phone calls.
太凶了。有的时候就打个电话道歉。
Slowing down to just affirm them, make sure they understand where your heart's coming from.Amen.
就是与他沟通，让他们知道你为什么说这样话，做这样的事。要沟通，这就是使人和睦人所做的事。
When you're trying to explain the word of God to your children and it doesn't come out exactly right.
当你跟孩子们解释圣经的时候，有时候没有说得很正确。
Circling back around to ask a few questions, make sure they understood where your heart was coming from.
然后你就再问他们一些问题，让他们确实知道你的意思是什么。
That's what a peacemaker, that and many, many other things. But it's about like Jesus, he denied himself.
使人和睦有很多的层面，但无论如何，就像耶稣一样，他是在一个舍己的里面成全。
To the point of death upon the cross.
这个舍己到一个程度，包括死在十字架上。
And if we want this year to be better than last,
若是我们愿意今年比去年更好，
it means we're going to probably have to die a little bit more.
就表示说，也许我们要更多的舍己。
It means that to our relationship with our wife and our kids to be better than it's been in the past and it was in 2025.
你若想与你的配偶的关系与儿女的关系比去年更好
It means we might have to embrace the cross and die to ourselves a bit
表示我们需要拿起我们背起我们的十字架舍己
And look our friend in the eye and say I am sorry
而且对我们的朋友
Forgive me
很认真的对我们朋友说请你赦免我
I want things to be right Amen
因为我愿意与你之间的关系是对的阿们吗
We have to keep the lines of communication open, amen?
我们必须要能够毫无拦阻的沟通。
And what keeps the lines of communication open the best is humility.
能够让沟通无阻最重要的是就是能够谦卑。
And that keeps the grace flowing.
好让恩典能够流入。
It keeps God's grace flowing in our life.
要让神的恩典在我们生活中流出。
Your kids will give you more grace if you humble yourself.
我们若在孩子面前谦卑我们自己，孩子对着我们也会有恩典。
Young person, if you want your dad, your mom to understand what's really in your heart, humble yourself.
你真的要你爸爸妈妈了解你吗？你先谦卑。
If you're trying to hide something, doing something you know is not right, go to them, talk to them, confess it.
如果你向父母有什么隐藏，我鼓励你们。到父母面前有一个真实诚实的沟通
That's going to bring grace, amen?
因为当你这样做的时候恩典就从父母身上流下来
We want the kingdom of God?
我们想要神的国度吗
We've got to become like little children
那我们必须回转像小孩一样
Amen? That's what Jesus said, the kingdom of God belongs to the children
主耶稣说天国就是属于像小孩一样的人
Those who will humble themselves and be small in their own eyes
就是愿意低下身段摆下来把自己摆下来谦卑自己
Don't you love babies?
我们都喜欢 babies
We have more babies around our house these days
我们家里最近也不少 baby
And sometimes I think like little Hosanna She's I don't know 18Was she 15 months, 16 months? But she's at that size. You just pick her up and carry her and hold her and take her wherever you want.
我们家里的 baby Hosanna 真的是很可爱，才15个月大。她走来走去，你随时可以把她抱起来。
She wraps her little arms around my neck and just squeeze and hang on.
你抱她的时候，她两个手臂就紧紧的搂住我的脖子。
And it's not a problem for me to hold her. It's not. It's a pleasure. Amen.
抱她实在是一个享受，不是一个痛苦。
And you know what? I believe it's exactly the same way with Father God.
我相信对我们的阿爸父来说也是一样的。
When we are little in our own eyes.
当我们真的谦卑是自己
Quit trying to be a big shot, amen?
不要做想要在神面前做一个自以为是的人
Be the big man or the big woman, just be little
就是愿意谦卑
自己 So God can just say, there you are, come here
像跟孩子一样神看到说哦，你在这里就把你抱起来就好像一个小孩
And God will carry you some unexpected places, some new places in this coming year, amen?
他就带着你在2026年里面到一个新的地方
Humble yourself, admit your failures.
谦卑我们自己承认我们的错误
Ask for forgiveness.
请求神的赦免
And the grace will flow from heaven and the grace will flow between the body of Christ. I believe if we were to do this,
当我们愿意这样做的时候恩典就从天临到我们也从我们流出去
This community of faith would be closer if we'd really commit to this and do it.
我就相信在这样以信为本的神的家就充满了恩典。
The brothers and sisters in this room would be closer together than ever before. Amen.
我们在座的各位会比以往更亲密。阿门。
The husbands and wives would be closer together than they have ever before if they'll just commit to doing living life as a peacemaker.
若是我们决定做一个使人和睦的人。丈夫与妻子的关系会比以往更亲密。
Amen.
Amen.
Teach your children to confess their failures, their needs.
我们要教导孩子，让他们能够承认自己的失败或错误。
We were talking yesterday at a meeting at my house.
昨天下午在我家有个聚会。
You know, my mother always taught me.
我的母亲总是这样教导我。
Or should I say, not just taught, but made me. if I made a mistake, go back and say I was sorry.
如果我犯错，她都会叫我回去道歉。
So it's Christmas time, and when I was a kid, I guess I don't know. 10, 11 years old.
在我十岁、十一岁的时候，我记得有一年过圣诞。
The neighbor three doors down.
我们邻居啊，三个门以外的邻居。
They have this large, very straight tree in the front yard.
在他们前院有一个非常大而直的树。
And they had taken all this aluminum foil and red ribbon, and decorated that tree like a giant candy cane.
哦、他们用那个锡箔纸、哦、还有很多的灯、
yeah.
是彩带把那个树搞得像一个棒棒糖拐杖糖
it was, you know, back then there was all these inflatable Christmas balloons and this kind of thing. But it was a very beautiful Christmas decoration.
他们所做的那个拐杖糖非常的漂亮。
And me and four of my friends noticed it, obviously.
我和我四个朋友当然注意到这个伟大的
We thought we would just unwrap all that red ribbon and aluminum foil.
我们就决定去把他们所有的那个锡箔纸还有红色的彩带都给他拿下来。
That would be just so fun.
我们觉得这太有意思了。
Well, everybody in the neighborhood noticed that some kids had destroyed that beautiful Christmas decoration.
很多的邻居都注意到有几个孩子来把这个美好的装饰给破坏了。
And my mother found out that I was one of those kids.
等到我妈妈发现我是其中之一。
And she goes, you know, she gave me a good scolding, and she said, now go get your savings. I had all these change saved up in this big jar.
当然，她先是狠狠地责备了我一下，然后说去把你所有存的钱拿出来。
And she said.Get that out of your room. Come with me.
把那我所累积的一大罐子
的钱抱
出来 Hurry up, come
with me.
跟着我去邻居家
And so me and her walked just a few doors down.
就是只是隔壁三家人以外，所以她带着我
on the door,
带着我去敲门
And that lady opened the door.
那个家主人打开门
And she made me confess my sin to her and say I was here to repay my part.For destroying the Christmas tree.
我的母亲让我对她道歉，然后把我的存所有的积蓄给她说对不起，是我的错。
That left an impression on me.
这个教导在我心生命里
That was good for me.
留下很深的印象，而是与我有益的。
My mother didn't apologize for me. She made me apologize.
我的母亲没有代替我去道歉，她带着我去道歉。
And she made me make restitution for it as best I could.
并且尽着我所有的能力，让我做了一个归还，一个偿还。
These are not things for, you know, great things that are out of our reach. These are things that even children should know how to do. Amen.
这个不是很困难的事，再小的孩子都能做的。
This starts with how we raise our children.
这在我们如何抚养孩子开始。
You know, my son one night we'd been out to some friends playing, and he had such a good time, and I had noticed.I was bathing the kids in the tub in the back, and I noticed that my son had really liked these toys that some of his friends had.
有一次我带着儿子到朋友家去玩，我就发现了我的儿子很喜欢我朋友家的一个玩具。
And I said, "Hey, you like those little cars or those little action figures, didn't you?"
我说，嘿，儿子啊，你是很喜欢那个东西，对吧
？And then. I said, hey, tomorrow, why don't we go to the store and I'll buy you one of those.
明天我们到店里，我们去买一个。
And without, man, just like that, he burst into tears.
我这么一个简单的答应一个表示呢，他眼泪都流出来。
And he began to sob and he confessed that he had stole one and brought it home and it was in his backpack.
哦、oh, 在我们回家路上，我跟他说明天我们去买一个，他立刻就哭出来，然后告诉我他刚刚。在朋友家偷了一个，就在他的袋子。
You know, I was very grateful. I mean, I kind of stumbled into it. I had no idea that he had done that.
当然，我完全不知道他做了这样的事。我很感恩，我居然这样一个机会发现了。
He probably thought that I did know, given the fact that I had brought the topic up, right?
他心里以为老爸已经发现了，所以老爸才这么说。
But I told him, I said, "Okay, get out of the tub, dry off."
那时候他已经回家，我在帮他洗澡的时候，对不起啊。他是在洗澡的回家了偷了回家了洗澡的时候发现他说 OK 我就说从澡盆里起来穿衣服我们走
Come on get dressed
把衣服穿好
Get in the car
上车
we're going to their house, and you got that little toy.
带着你偷的玩具。
And we're going back, and you're going to tell them what you did and give it back.
我们回到我朋友家，你要告诉他你所做的事。
It made an impression on him.
这个经验让他印象深刻。
I didn't really have to correct him much after that. Just going through that process was a correction enough. Amen.
这个过程已经是够了，我不需要再说多的。
Amen. These are not.Difficult challenges for the really spiritually mature.
这不是需要非常属灵的父母才做得到的。
Even a child can do these things.
一个孩子能够这样学习。
So I'm hopefully you're not sitting there talking yourself out of going and talking to somebody because that's going to be a really hard thing.
我希望在座你心里想到要去道歉的人或事的时候，你不要把自己说服说，哎呀，我不要去做，太难了。
Usually, not always, but usually it's a simple thing if we will just humble ourselves and confess.
通常道歉是一个很简单的事，所需要的就是我们谦卑。
All right. So we want to pray for whoever needs prayer this morning.
今天早晨我们也愿意为所有需要被祷告的人祷告。
I don't pretend to know your situation.
我并不知道每一个人的光景。
But if you've heard God's voice through these scriptures that we've read today,
但是刚才我们所读的经文里，你觉得神借着他们向你说话？
If your heart's kind of beating a little faster,
若是你的心跳好像加速了，
and you know God's talking to you,
因为你知道神在向你说话，
that means God wants to give you grace to help you.Work through this.
就表示神要给你恩典帮助你。
To become a peacemaker.
能够成为一个使人和睦的人。
God wants to help you have a better year, a new year in 2026.
神要让你有一个崭新的更好的一年。
A year of freedom and liberty and more closeness between you and your family.
一个充满了自由，充满了祝福，更好关系的一年。
So if you hear God talking to you this morning, I ask you just to stand up where you're at.
如果觉得今天神向你说话，我要邀请你站起来。
And we'll do a little bit of worship, and we'll encourage others to pray for us.
我们也会请敬拜的团队在这里有一些的音乐的敬拜，然后我们请四周的弟兄姊妹为你祷告。
And this starts now.
就从这个时刻开始。
You might feel like I don't want to stand up and let everybody in here know that I got an issue with.Not saying sorry.
也许你心里想说，我才不要站起来，让人家知道我对于道歉的事上需要有学习。
Humble yourself and just say, God, I need more grace.
但是你站起来，就是表示你谦卑你自己，告诉神我需要你的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes it's hard. You go, you know, you say something you shouldn't. You have to apologize to your wife. I know my attitude was bad. Forgive me. I shouldn't have said it that way.
你知道要向人道歉，譬如说做丈夫的向妻子道歉是不容易的。
And there are times where it feels like I have to go to her once a day for a week, tell her the same, confess the same fault.
有的时候我犯了这么多次错，这连着七天，每一天我都得去道歉。
And I'm thinking inside my own heart and mind, are you kidding me? Here I am. She's gonna. I have to do this again. Yes.
有的时候因为重复太多次了，我都对自己说，哎呀，我是不是在开自己玩笑，我还要再去道歉吗？
Because I want the grace in my life.
是的，我该去道歉，因为我要恩典充满在我家里。
I want peace between me and her.
我需要和我的配偶之间有和平。
I don't want her to be offended at me and there be this big wall like a great city has between me and her.
我要除去我跟她之间那个隔断的墙，我不要任何事情得罪她。
Because I love her, I don't want anything between me and her. Amen?
因为我爱她，我就不愿意与她之间有任何的嫌隙。
So this is why we go to one another, because we love our children. We want to be as close as we can to our children. We encourage them to come to us and we go to them.
同样，我们爱我们的儿女，我们希望跟她的关系是亲密的，她们可以来到我们面前。
Amen.
Amen.
So if we could get somebody, Cherish, could you help us a little bit on the piano?
请 Cherry 起来为我们弹琴。
Let's just pray. Amen.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we ask you, Lord, just help us to respond.
神啊，帮助我们向你的话有反应。
God, wherever you're speaking to us, help us to respond. and obedience.
God,
we just admit we're in such need of more grace in this area.
我们承认在道歉的事上我们有何等大的需要，也需要你的恩典。
As your sons and daughters, help us to be peacemakers, God.
身为你的儿女，让我们成为使人和睦的人。
To keep the peace strong in our family.
让和平在我们的家中。
Amen, Lord. To be peacemakers at work, at school.
让我们在学校，在工作的场合是使人和睦之人。
Wherever we go, wherever we go, Lord.
无论我们往哪里去。
We would not build walls, but we will build bridges, Lord, in Jesus' name.
不让我们筑起墙来，乃是筑起桥梁来。
Amen.
Amen.
So if you know God's talking to you, just stand up. Just stand up.
若是你觉得神对你说话，
don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy.
不要不好意思。
Just say, Here I am, Lord. Here I am, God. Make me a peacemaker this year.
就站起来说，神，我在这里，让我成为和平之子。 今年成为一个使人和睦的人。
You know God's speaking to you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Just stand up. And pursue peace. As you stand, you pursue peace.
若是神向你说话，不要害怕，站起来。今年我要追求和睦。 Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Anybody else?
还有没有人？
Anybody else? Thank you.
还有没有人？
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Humble yourself, and God's grace will pour into your life.
谦卑在神的面前，让他的恩典向你倾倒，让2026年成为一个崭新的一年。
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, Jesus.
So, if we could have those that are stand in the area where some of these are standing, just go walk upside your brother or sister and pray with them about this.
你看见有人站起来，在四周的弟兄姊妹就为你的弟兄、为你的姐妹祷告。
Yes, God.
我们要追求和睦。 Hallelujah. 赞美主。赞美主。
Hey, Mia, will you pray for that sister right there?
Mia, 请你为你后面的姐妹祷告。
Sister behind you, just pray for her. Yeah. Anybody else? We've got some more people to pray. Amen.
赞美主。
You just pray for the people around you like you would want somebody to pray for you. Amen. But for this couple right here, do you have some folks that can pray for them? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。
Thank you, God. Yeah, you just come down here and we'll pray for you.
或者你可以到前面来，我们会为你们祷告。
Oh, God. Yeah.